This is Richard Mortimer from the Platinum Coaching Course. And this week we're talking about the selling emails. So we've already covered the initial sequence that you have in your autoresponder. When somebody comes and subscribes to your list, they start getting your emails from you that you've loaded up into your autoresponder. And that initial sequence is critical because obviously to start with, they're very warm to you. They've had your free gift, and obviously the more value you've given up the front, the more usable it is for the person, the better the result they're getting with the freebie, although do bear in mind that people don't tend to read freebies or put them into practice. That's just the way things are. In fact, if you give something away, people don't value it. But they're warm to you, and you know if your free gift is something that perhaps they've not seen before, if it's teaching them something in a new way or in a totally different way, or it's got some tips and tweaks which are really going to help them, then they're really going to be warm to you. And then your emails are starting to build on that by giving more content to them, basically. That's what you're doing. And then presenting yourself as a credible marketer, somebody who knows more than they do, is able to help them, and that they will have to pay to get involved with and to get your help. That's the impression you want to give, you know, a genuine, real impression that you are somebody who is worth opening your wallet for and getting a credit card out for. So we thought about this already, the initial email sequence, and we've said you're looking to build credibility, you're looking to build, you know, interact with the people and get them warmed up to you and to see you as an expert that is going to be worthy of their time and their money. In other words, they're prepared to pay a price to get help from you. So then, obviously, you're looking to monetize that list, and that needs to be done quite quickly. So you've got to be careful. You've got to get good balance here. And again, this is something like we've always been saying all the way along: testing, tweaking, tracking, testing, tweaking, tracking. You have to do it all the time with every single aspect of your business. Somebody puts their hand up and says, well, I can't do all that, I haven't got the time to do all that, and I'm just getting going. Well, it's okay. You know, just bear in mind that the first thing you try might not work. And the reason it doesn't work is because, not necessarily that it's not good, but because there's something not quite right with it. And that by testing it, you could have improved it. Just bear that in mind. So before you throw everything away, you know, it's a difficult decision to make, isn't it? Am I going to persevere with this and make what I've created work, which is possible, or am I going to start from scratch? That's always a difficult decision to make. That's not something that anybody can, you know, tell you what to do unless they actually, you get a website critique and somebody actually looks at your squeeze page and whatever, and your emails and all that kind of thing. And of course, that's something that people are prepared to do, and not that I have done for people as well, is to actually look. And sometimes you can spot things straight away. Somebody who's got a bit more experience than you have can sometimes see things that you can't see. You know, that's part of the testing and tweaking and tracking process. In fact, that's actually quite a good thing to do. You know, just to put your hand up in the air, it doesn't really matter. You know, you can go onto the Warrior Forum and do this if you're in internet marketing, or even any niche, actually, because there are people there who obviously know how to monetize a website, and they'll help you. It doesn't damage your credibility necessarily to go on there and say, look, I'm really struggling with my funnel. Can you see what's wrong with it? Somebody help me. And people, you know, do like helping people. And, you know, they know that they get something back by giving. But that's the great thing. So then you come to the point in your email sequence where you actually want to introduce your products to people. And what we call this is the launch sequence of emails. So I'm just going to give you what Sean teaches. And that is this. It's like a six-step process. So remember, what's happening here is that people are being presented with emails that are actually in the sequence. So this isn't broadcast emails. These are follow-up emails. They're actually loaded in. So when you come on the list, you get it at the set time after you come on the list. So if it's day 10, everybody gets it at day 10. In a broadcast, obviously, people get it at different times on the list. They're all getting it on the same day, if that makes sense. That's the difference between a sequence email, a follow-up email, and a newsletter broadcast-type email, which you send out one day. For instance, the emails I sent out today about this call were broadcast emails, or GetResponse calls those newsletter emails. I don't quite know why they do that, because I always thought a newsletter would be, you know, like a regular thing that people would be subscribed to. But never mind, they call that a newsletter email as opposed to a follow-up email. Follow-up email is loaded into your autoresponder and people get them automatically. You don't have to go into your autoresponder accounts to fire that email off. It goes because it's loaded in to that sequence. I'm sure most of you, not all of you, understand about that. So as quickly as possible, you want to be presenting somebody with a product offering, and it needs to be something that people are going to buy. So we're not talking about a very, very high ticket coaching offer that is there to build credibility. Obviously, if it's a high ticket product, it is going to build credibility in that same way. And the lower ticket, you know, obviously you get more sales, but at the same time, you know, it's a trade-off between the credibility, if I can put it that way. It's not, that's not strictly true, but between the credibility and the price. Because if you offer low ticket products in your sequence, then people will get used to you and think of you as a low ticket marketer, and then it's harder to sell the high ticket things, which is where the money is. So this, again, is something that you need to try. You know, at the beginning, it's best to start with low-ticket products and offers and build up. You know, you can always make your low-ticket product into a high-ticket product. I might talk about that a bit later. But you just add a coaching element in. You know, how can you make a $7 product into a coaching course? Well, you can add a coaching element to it. So it's exactly the same content, but you add this coaching element, and that gives it the value. And so what people are really paying for is the coaching element. You know, almost you can give the content for free. It's the coaching part, just like I'm doing with this course. That's the truth about this. This content, so the core training, you're getting for free. What you're paying for is the coaching with me, getting onto the weekly calls, getting the email access, and so on. And at the beginning, you can offer a great deal of access, because obviously you haven't got people who are going to be using it so much. And as that number goes up, then you have to start to sort of pull back, like Sean did recently with his coaching, and now you can't get open email access to him like you could before. Okay, so let's look at this launch email sequence. These are the six emails. Firstly, a pre-launch email saying something like this: tomorrow I will be launching or releasing, or you will get a chance to get access to X product. So you give them some pre-notification to it, and then obviously in the email you sell the product without wanting to click the link and go and buy it. You're selling them on the ideas, the principles, the concepts that are being taught in the product. You know, you identify things that people really, really want, and you focus on those, bearing in mind always that sometimes there's a difference between what people want and what they need. For example, everybody in internet marketing needs to know how to create products. But most people in internet marketing think that they need to have more training on expert. Well, of course they do need that, and that's always valuable. But the most important thing is to be a product creator. So what you can do with those two is you sell somebody a product about being an expert with, in the training, the product creation. So they're getting what they need at the same time as getting what they want. I hope that makes sense. So the first email is just to drop hints and perhaps even cover some concepts in a little bit of depth, you know, pique people's interest and give a taster and leave them wanting more. That's the whole point of the pre-launch email. And then you get the second email on the next day, the following day, which is a launch email. Here it is. It's arrived. What I talked about yesterday, it's now here, and you give them a chance, you know, the link for them to go and purchase it. And in the next email, now this could be the same day, but I think with most email autoresponders, you can only actually load up one email a day. Interestingly, for instance, GetResponse is like that. I know Infusionsoft is the other way. You can put a time in as well as a day into Infusionsoft when you preload emails, but with quite a lot of the services, it has to be the next day, which is a little bit, you know, limiting factor, but there you go, that's the way it is. And now you put a Q&A. Now, of course, you might make up a Q&A because you'll know from any interaction you've had with people what are people's main issues and the kind of questions they're likely to ask, and you put those into the Q&A. So, you know, question with answers and that kind of thing. And you can use that to sell people in a gentle and subtle way, which is useful to them, and identifying, you know, answering objections, really. So it's selling in that way, that you're overcoming people's hesitations, doubts, whatever it might be to your product offering in form of a Q&A. So it's quite a gentle way of selling. You know, it's information on the surface, but then there's an undercurrent of actually of selling and helping people towards a decision actually in the Q&A element. So obviously, as you get to know more about how this product is being perceived and the kind of questions people have, you can add those in and reorganize it. But to start with, you might have just to use your own intuition to set up Q&A in that email. So the whole email just is questions and answers, basically. Then the fourth email would be a content email. So you could pick out some aspect of the product, perhaps something, again, sort of things that people really want. You could focus on that and show things that are perhaps unique to you. If you've got a unique selling principle in your product, use that. If there's something that you teach in a slightly different way, you know, for instance, if you've got a fast track element, you could say that, you know, get a result quickly with this. Just let me give an example. There's a traffic tactic whereby you will buy a used domain, and instantly you can bump up the page rank of a brand new site. I've done that with a few websites. So you go and buy an old PageRank domain with PageRank on it. You can get one with 3 quite easily. You can get one with PageRank 5 even, which I actually fired to my blog. And so straight away you can get a high PageRank rating. Now, PageRank isn't everything. PageRank does not equal traffic. But what PageRank does is it means your website is perceived as more valuable. So as soon as you get a page 5 rank, rating, that is going to make sure, you know, Google, for instance, is going to see your site as more valuable and better than a rival website. So that has an SEO value. And that's how you can do that. I've also got a technique where you can use RSS feeds, which I've been actually talking to Trevor about recently. And we were discussing, you know, whether it still worked and that kind of thing. And it was about 2 years ago I used this. So I do actually need to go and check it if it still does work the same, but it worked very, very well when I tried it. And that was to use an RSS feed. You can either create one for a static page, or you actually get one built into, for instance, a WordPress blog. You get one built in. So you can take that RSS feed and you send it to an aggregator, which basically aggregates a whole lot of RSS feeds and creates another one. And that actually does bring traffic to a website, and it gives good ranking. And I did that on a brand new website, which was just a squeeze page, and it launched it straight onto page 1 of a competitive keyword. So, you know, there are tactics that people jump out the page at people. Both those things I've given to you, you wouldn't necessarily need to say what they were. It depends. You know, there's the blind sale and there's the open sale. The blind sale is where you talk about the result people get, and they don't actually know what it is they're getting and what does it. And then there's when you actually reveal the tactic. You know, if it's something that people don't generally know, then you can tell them what it is. But sometimes you get things that are perceived. Like, for instance, if you were to do something on Google AdWords, you know, people have a bad perception of Google AdWords because obviously the horror stories that go around about people losing so much money on it because they don't know what they're doing, basically. And those are true, of course. And people are a bit scared. So as soon as you say Google AdWords, people run a mile. But, you know, that is a good and valuable traffic method. Just to give you an example, the fact that it's so expensive still shows you that it's still working. So, you know, Google AdWords is still a good traffic method if you know what you're doing. But the point for this training now is just to say that when you say Google AdWords, people do run away, and that can be detrimental to your content email. So you want to pick something that, you know, is something that's a hot topic, something that people want to know about, something that will really help people, or even get a result, actually, from, you know, if they could take action from the email and get a result, they're going to think, that's amazing. That guy's given me a fantastic tip in that email. I'm going to go back and get that product. You know, again, this all has to be tested and tracked and tweaked for your niche and for your products and for your subscribers. But this is the idea, is to give something of the product in that email. And then you do a second Q&A with perhaps more questions. And even if you aren't getting questions, the fact that you do a second Q&A gives the impression that you're getting lots of questions and lots of interest, and it's a hot topic. So you're sort of creating the interest in a way by the way that you're delivering these emails to people. Can you see what's happening here? You're getting, you know, you're emailing people six times about one product. Normally, when you see a promotion, it's usually one email, isn't it? And sometimes people will send the same email, some people will send the same email out twice, so that tactic is so that it comes again in your email box and you get the little two after it. In Gmail you do anyway. So it comes in, basically it's the same email, and it sort of categorizes together second time. If you send the same headline, the same content, it just comes as the same email sent a second time, and that can actually flag it to people in interest. That's a tactic that you can use as well to sell them the same email twice. I mean, what you could do is perhaps that's a seventh one, and do the launch email, you know, at the end, and then you can do the closed email afterwards, which you'll see where that fits in a minute. Okay, so a second question answer email with different questions, maybe the same one's covered again, or a slightly different way, or whatever it might be, but a second question and answer email. And then sixth and finally, a final notice email. Now, somebody might say, hang on a minute, this is an autoresponder, so that link obviously is always going to have to be live. Otherwise, when somebody goes to it at a particular time, it might be closed. You can't keep, you know, opening that link up and then closing it again or redirecting to another page. So how do you offer, you know, final notice and real scarcity? Well, just think of ways that you could do that. For example, what you could do, you could say that people who would buy today will get a bonus product. So you actually put that in the email and say, if you order today, I'm going to give you a bonus product. And, you know, make the bonus very, very valuable. And sometimes people will actually buy some because they want the bonus, which is interesting. And you put that in there and say that, well, you have to reply today to get the bonus. And then that creates real scarcity. Or if you're not frightened and don't feel any, you know, moral problem with offering false scarcity, which of course is a common internet marketing tactic. I'm only mentioning it because obviously a lot of people do it. I don't like it personally, and I would want to always have genuine scarcity. So I would use the bonus tactic or some other way. You know, if you reply today, you can still get it for so and so. What you could do is you could put a code, a discount code, in the email, and then when they go to the website, there's the box there to put the code in. So they have to, you say to them, if you do it today, you can use this code to get a discount. And now obviously that code is probably going to work another time because you want it to work from the email that's in your sequence. So people are getting it all the time as new people comes onto your list. Another person's getting that same email with the discount code. So if you're getting, you know, subscribers every day, that means somebody's getting that email every day. And that does mean that obviously the possibility of using the code is still open. But the fact is it's in the email. They're not getting it from anywhere else. They have to know where that email is. And so there is a bit of scarcity there, real scarcity, in the fact that they have to always remember that it's that email that's going to, with the code, they have to load that code into the box to get the discount in the discount box. And it is quite easy to set it up. I've never done one, but I think it would be quite easy to find out how to do that by just Googling, you know, how to set up a discount code, a discount coupon on my website. There's probably a YouTube video to show you how to do it, and it's probably, I don't know this, I'm just guessing, but maybe there's even a free bit of software that you can do that. It's only a bit of code, really, to give a different payment button. Or when it goes to the PayPal page, it goes to a different payment option. So rather than giving you the 97, it's giving you the 77, for example. Okay, so that's two ways that you could give genuine scarcity in a sequence. If you don't like the idea of a false scarcity, which is saying just simply saying today's the final chance for you to get that product, and people going to get it straight away. Okay, so that's the standard six email sequence for launching a product, and then you just keep repeating that every week. Every time you bring a product out, you load it into your autoresponder and do a similar kind of sequence. Now somebody's going to say, well, has it always got to be the same? No, of course not. And you need to think about your own subscribers. You need to think about how the product is meeting their needs, and you might want to vary it for a low ticket and a high ticket, and all this kind of thing. All these things again have to be tested and tracked and tweaked, and then of course the order of them coming in your sequence has to be tested and tracked and tweaked as well. So which product is best in the front, which one's at the end? I mean, generally speaking, you want to put the ones that convert the best at the front, and also you want to be giving people high ticket products in the front as well. I'm not saying you don't put low ticket there, you can do that, and obviously there are ways of doing it in terms of like a downsell and that kind of thing, and an exit pop, which we're going to talk about on another part of the call. Okay, so that's the standard launch sequence of emails for you. And as I said, you could offer another email with a sort of the launch email to get that second email coming in the box kind of thing. And that sort of finishes it off, and then say, well, the offer is now closed. And then you could always do another offer or something, or direct them to a page with a higher price or something like that. But as you start to do this, it becomes easier, and that's the important thing. As always, with all this, the coaching and the core training and what you're learning to do, is to take action, be an action taker. The person who takes action is the one who will be successful, and the one who takes the most action will probably be the most successful. So thank you for listening, and again, if you have any questions, use the coaching email, or you can obviously submit questions for another Q&A call. Thank you.